to do is see me, really see me. Recognize the workings of my mind and then touch me like something.
If you're a UCD undergrad and are having any legal issues, then ASUCD Legal Services may be the solution for you, offering domestic or civil legal assistance. To receive a consultation, all you have to do is take your Aggie card to the Student Services Office at 347 Memorial Union. Once there, an appointment will be made for you to speak with a licensed attorney via phone. For more info, please call the Student Services Office at 5302 1990. Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Chess.
The following views presented in this half hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California.
This is 90.3 KDVS Davis.
I'm DJ Drainfield.
I'm DJ Sunday Gravy.
On Let's Chess, we play chess. So why don't we Let's Chess?
Let's Chess.
Let's Chess.
Let's Chess.
Okay.
Who will be playing what today?
DJ Sunday Gravy, do you want to give an ELO update?
I'm about 900 now.
No, you're higher.
939.
Very impressive.
I'm on the road to 1,000.
You're up like 300 over the last month and a half.
Yeah, I remember back being 300 like a month ago or something.
Two months ago. You were like 500 something mid-June. It's really impressive to see your growth.
DJ Sunday Gravy.
Yep.
I need practice on black.
I'll be playing white. I will start with pawn to d4.
I'm going to play... Oh, gosh. See, playing black is just going to screw up...
HGF.
Knight to f6.
Yep. I will play knight to f3.
Pawn to g6.
Pawn to e3.
Bishop to g7.
Bishop to d3.
I'm castling kingside.
Cool. Oh, also, feel free to whip out a little chessboard and follow along if you'd like.
If you'd like.
Knight to g5.
So a more dangerous position for you would have been if you brought your bishop out one more block. Then it would put a lot of pressure on my king.
Okay.
Just hypothetically.
Okay. Awesome.
Anyway.
What if I did that now?
Well, then you'd be moving your bishop twice. You'd look a little silly.
It's fine. No, I make my own moves.
All right. I'm pushing my h-pawn up one to h6.
Knight from g5 to e4.
Queen's pawn up one. That's d6.
Yep. Knight captures knight at, what would that be? f6.
Bishop recaptures knight at f6.
Pawn to c3.
Pawn to e5.
Pawn takes pawn at e5.
An interesting choice now. To pin or like have a good center? I'm gonna take with my bishop.
Pawn to e4. Yep.
Bishop to e6. The light square.
Bishop to h6.
I'm putting my rook onto the open e file on e8.
Pawn to f4.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Queen to h4, putting you in check.
Cool. Pawn to, what would that be? g3.
Queen takes bishop.
Pawn takes bishop.
Pawn takes pawn.
We got to call out the squares.
On. That's on e. So a pawn took a pawn on e5, which was initially taking a bishop on e5. And the queen took a dark square white bishop on h6.
Correct.
Incredible.
Yep. I am going to castle kingside. So king to g8, rook to f8.
No way I'm down that many pieces. I was confused.
I think you're up a
we're
pawn.
Even.
Oh, we're even? Really? We're okay, even. Cool.
My tactic did nothing. I'm going to bring out my knight to c6.
I'll bring out my pawn to b4.
I'm going to bring my rook to d8. I know you can't hear the music, but it's really good.
I can't. I believe it's really good. Queen to d2.
You trade. I'm going to trade queens on d2, recapture with a knight
on d2,
and I'm going to take the bishop on d3 with my rook, which was on d8.
Awesome. Knight back to its birth square.
Wow.
Of
defending the pawn.
b1. Yeah, no pawn left behind.
It's true. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to move my rook on e8 to d8.
Okay. King to g2.
There's like some scheme going on. I don't know what it is. I'm going to move my pawn on f7 to f5.
I'll move my pawn on g3 to g4.
Okay, I'm going to move my bishop on, is it E? No, yeah.
E.
E6 to C4.
I'll move my rook to F2.
I'm gonna capture the pawn on. What is this? Which pawn do I want to capture is the real question. I want to capture the pawn on e4 with my pawn on...
That'll be f5.
F5.
Cool. Rook to f6.
Let's go with king to g7.
Pawn to g5.
Pawn to e3.
Knight to a3.
Bishop to d5. Check.
King to g3.
Pawn to d2. Check.
King to f2.
Maybe I didn't think this through.
I really do believe there was an idea here. I think it just kind of got lost along the way.
Yeah.
Timing was a little off. I feel like. You're still up on material for whatever that's worth.
Rook to d2. Defending the pawn.
King to... e1. Are these nods like a, oh yeah, this is looking good, or like a, you're just processing?
I'm just like processing. Yeah. I'm thinking about how I want to, you know, what the best way to win is.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's checkmate in 12, by the way. Yeah. Force checkmate.
I'm going to go bishop to... what is this? F3. Oh, I don't want to do that, but it's, I already did it. Go for it.
I fear I have to.
Yeah, you must.
Yeah. Rook to F3 captures the bishop.
Sweet.
We're now even material. Or no, you're up a pawn. So still in good shape.
All right, let me cook.
Famous last words, I feel.
Okay, I'm going to push my pawn on D, just to D4.
Rook to... also, this is E.
E.
E5 to pawn from... Black pawn from E5 to E4. Rook from F3 to D4. Or E4, E3. Oh, my mistake. Sorry. Rook from F3 to E3.
Knight to e5.
Rook takes pawn at e4.
Knight to e3 check.
King to, what would that be? F2.
Rook to f8. It's a tight game.
Rook to e7.
Check.
Yes. Reminder, the black king is on g7. This is a pretty good one, I feel like.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm bringing my king back to g8, excuse me.
Yep.
Yeah, we're both in not the best positions.
Speak for yourself.
My bad.
Huh.
Mm. And reminder for listeners that we are playing Thought Play, so yeah, if you think it, you have to play it.
Knight, I don't know why I didn't make this move earlier. Knight to whatever that is, c4. It's an explosive play.
Is it an explosive play?
It's a c4 pun.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Nice, I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I could tell.
Okay, I'm going to use my knight to capture the pawn on g5. Check.
Okay. I'll shift my king to...
Whoa.
What?
Not what I expected.
Yep. I make crazy moves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I'm moving my king to e3.
I'm going to bring... We're a little short on time now. 7 minutes left.
We can make it happen.
For the show.
We're in the back half. If we run out of time, it's a draw.
Wow. Okay, this is really tricky.
Yeah. This is a good move, right? You can say it's a good move.
You might say it's a good move.
You can say it's
one good. Might say that.
Don't be shy.
I'm going to move my rook down to d1. Excuse me. Now, one might say that was a good move. Hypothetically, one might, you know. Not to pat myself on the back or anything.
It is all right. It was an all right move. Yeah. I've definitely seen better moves.
Okay.
I'll take the pawn at e2.
Okay. I am going to capture the rook on a1 with my rook.
You know, this reminds me of an old saying.
Let's hear the saying.
Don't pay for a lighter in quarters. It's what they say.
Who said that?
It's what they say. Knight to e5.
Rook to a2, taking the pawn and putting you in check.
Nerd move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. King to whatever that is. d3.
I'm just going to take the other rook. I mean, the other pawn on h2 with my rook.
Need to do something like that. A2. Pawn or knight to g6, capturing your pawn.
Rook to f3, putting you in check.
Okay. King to C5 or C4. Avoiding check. Masterfully escaping check, if you will.
I won't.
If you will, though. If you'd like to.
I'm gonna... We're pressed for time. So... I'm gonna bring my... I'm gonna bring my bishop, my rook, excuse me, on the H file to H7.
Are you sure you wanna
H6.
Play that? H6. You sure you wanna play that?
Let's see your tactic.
Are you sure you wanna do that?
I wanna see the tactic.
Are you confident in that move?
Yes.
You sure you wanna play that?
Yep.
You really sure?
Do you have checkmate?
Are you really sure?
Please play the move.
The anticipation is killing me.
It's killing me.
Knight to D5 or E5. You fool.
I'm gonna bring my bishop. Excuse me, my rook.
Your rook.
to F4 check.
Okay, king to B3. We gotta play a little faster. We got 3 minutes.
It's true. King to F8.
Are you sure you want to do
that?
Yeah,
come on.
Let's wrap this up. Okay. Fine. Rook to C7.
Let's go knight to F3.
Rook to C8. You're in check.
King to E7.
Rook to C7.
Mistake. King to D6.
Rook to C5.
Knight takes knight on the E6?
Oh, let me take a while for this turn.
Oh,
about 2 minutes for
this
turn. let's see. Pawn to... What's that? Yeah, okay, fine. Pawn to C4.
Rook to... What is this? H3?
H3, yeah.
Check.
King to A4.
I'm gonna take this pawn on C.
King to B5.
Now I'm gonna play this stunning move, pawn to A6, check.
So whatever move personally, but stunning.
It was stunning.
Okay, king to
H. That was king to C.
Is that checkmate?
No.
Yes, it is.
King to C.
Good game.
Good game. Doing this. Okay.
No, we're out of time.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, clearly Let's Chess is a fluke show.
created by phonies.
Good game, DJ Sunday Gravy. DJ Sunday Gravy remains undefeated on Let's Chess. Very impressive.
I'm doping.
Yeah, DJ Sunday Gravy has been using chess-enhancing drugs. CEDs, if you will.
It may or may not be true.
Up next is Radio Theater. DJ Sunday Gravy, could you cede the mic to Micah so that they can give the little intro for this episode?
Thank you, Greg. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Okay. Tonight, KDVS Radio Theater airs the second episode of a three-part dramatic series called Francois and Frederick, continuing the portrayal of the very curious and historically significant relationship between the 18th century poet-philosopher Voltaire and Frederick the Great, the brilliant and powerful and often ruthless King of Prussia. The second episode, The Rivalry, recounts the development of Voltaire's bitter animosity and intrigue against his one-time friend, the president of the Berlin Academy, Professor Pierre-Louis Moreau de Maupertuis. I don't know how to say that last name, and what became a classic struggle over intellectual and academic freedom. Okay, stay tuned if you'd like.
Last year, 165 people in Sacramento County took their own lives. For every one suicide, 6 people on average are left behind to wonder why. Depression and feeling alone often lead people to crisis. If you or anyone you know has any of these signs, please call Suicide Crisis Line toll-free at 1-800-SUICIDE. It could save a life, maybe even yours.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As the weather warms up and mosquitoes begin to appear, Americans are concerned about West Nile virus. However, few are somewhat familiar with the symptoms, and even fewer know how to protect against the disease. Symptoms of West Nile may include headache, fever, body aches, skin rash, disorientation, chills, and muscle aches. Left untreated, the virus can lead to encephalitis. Fortunately, the West Nile virus is preventable, and there are ways to protect yourself and your family. One of the most effective ways to protect yourself is to wear a DEET-based insect repellent.
In the previous episode of this audio play series, Francois and Frederick, we saw the 18th century poet-philosopher Voltaire engaged by Frederick the Great, the King of Prussia, to live at Frederick's Potsdam Palace, to instruct the king in the study of French verse, to be his companion, and to pursue his writing under Frederick's patronage. After a few months, however, Voltaire secretly undertook to illicitly speculate in treasury bonds from the neighboring state of Saxony. After the speculating scheme went bad and was exposed, Voltaire fell out of favor with the king. Voltaire's various projects all seemed doomed to failure, as he was exiled to Berlin in a most uncertain future. Now we present the second episode in the series, The Rivalry.
Francois and Frederick Part 2, The Rivalry. Scene 11 at the residence of the Marquis de Argens in Berlin, 4 months later.
Monsieur Voltaire!
Matula, my dear girl, it is good to see you.
Monsieur Voltaire!
I think I will be asking King Frederick for permission to return to France.
Oh no, monsieur, really?
What else can I do? I'm out of favor with the king, exiled from Sans Souci.
What are the lawsuits?
It's gone on for 6 months now. My lawyer says he is now sure.